This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Good morning, sir. I'm officially a D-alien. I heard you say that the other day, and I found your show about a year ago, and I'm just in love. You guys are awesome.
It's D-A on CBS Sports Radio.
45 minutes past the hour. D-A with you here on CBS Sports Radio, and we thank you for being with us every single morning, 9 until noon Eastern time, 6 until 9 Pacific.
Oh, valid point.
You can watch the show at watchda.com. That's available on any device, anywhere. Watchda.com on your phone, your mobile device, your tablet, your PC, your laptop, your smart TV, or anywhere else that you can get. A little watchda.com. Joining us from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, our Big 12 insider, Mac Engel from Big 12 Media Days, as it's talking season. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start at the top of this conference. How much separation is there between Oklahoma and Texas?
I think it depends on the quarterback. You know, I think in the last couple of years, Lincoln Riley's first 2 years, you look at the separation based on Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, two special guys who went on to be, you know, the number one pick in the draft. Well, those guys are gone, and now Oklahoma is left to pick up the pieces with a guy who's won a national championship before at Alabama. And Jalen Hurts. Now, they haven't given Jalen Hurts the job yet. He didn't go to media days. Lincoln Riley talked about that yesterday, that, you know, he's in a competition. He didn't feel necessarily comfortable with having him down here because that essentially implied that he was the starter. He's going to be the starter. He just hasn't done it yet. And right now, the best quarterback at the very top is Sam Ellinger, the junior at UT. So I think there's the difference. Now, the fascinating thing will be to watch is, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the wild card is Iowa State because of Brock Purdy. I can't, I mean, honestly, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said. I've said a lot of dumb stuff. But we look back, I mean, look at Iowa State, what they've done under Matt Campbell. They're doing things that we haven't seen since the 70s. And they lost a serious player in Akeem Butler, the wide receiver who was so good last year. But they return a ton of guys on defense. A really good quarterback in Purdy who might be better than Sam Ellinger. The problem is Ellinger has more toys to throw to than Brock Purdy does. But I still think it's kind of the same thing in terms of it's Texas, it's Oklahoma. And then the question is, who amongst the other teams, Iowa State, TCU, maybe Texas, Oklahoma State, who can screw it up? Who is the candidate to screw it up for those two teams and slide into the Big 12 championship game? Anything right now, a clear favorite amongst that second tier is Iowa State.
We don't really believe, though, that Jalen Hurts won't be the starting quarterback, right?
No, I can't see a scenario where he's not. I think the more plausible scenario is that he's just not as good as what Lincoln Riley needs. I mean, think about it. I know everybody's talking about Lincoln Riley as this genius, but Lincoln Riley's first two quarterbacks were the number one picks in the draft. I think most coaches can look pretty damn smart when you've got that guy doing whatever he wants. And it wasn't like, we're not talking about these are just good quarterbacks. These were phenomenal quarterbacks, guys who could make plays with their feet and throw the ball with an accuracy level that was NFL worthy, right? So he's gone. Now, anybody watched Jalen Hurts play said, yeah, he's pretty good. But Jalen Hurts was a guy who needed teammates. He needed them. Now, he made them better, but they really made him better. Well, Oklahoma hasn't been in that position, right? They've had a guy so special that he made everybody look good and really carried a defense that was substandard at best. Oklahoma's been the only team to make it to the college football playoff games out of the Big 12. They haven't won a game yet. That is a massive indictment on Lincoln Riley because of the quarterbacks that he had. The defenses were so bad that they couldn't win one of those games with Kyler or Baker as the quarterback. That's an indictment. And there's nothing that says to me that defense is going to be that much better. They might be a little bit better because only because they've been so bad. They hired Washington State's defensive coordinator, Alex Grinch. He done well with Mike Leach. But, I mean, what we've seen at the very, very top, at some point you got to stop some guys. And Oklahoma, and nobody really in the Big 12 has done that at the highest level. They've done it occasionally, like TCU does it occasionally, but not the biggest. And if we're talking about Oklahoma and Texas, we're talking about teams that at some point have got to be able to stop people and not have them just score in the 30s. Well, Oklahoma's not going to do that just yet until they prove otherwise.
Mac Engel joins us. I was interested in your piece in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram about Gary Patterson, and speaking of TCU, everybody just looks at him as the institution at TCU, but is there the possibility that he's not a lifer at TCU? How much longer do you think he's going to be there?
I think it depends on who you believe. You know, I think coaches now in this era don't expect to be at a place as long. One, because guys get pushed out. Two, because they've made so much money, they don't need to do it. You know, they can go to the booth. They can be an analyst. They can retire for a little while. Bob Stoops is a great example. Bob retired with clearly plenty left in the tank. He doesn't want to do it anymore. He's tired of it. Well, now he's bored, and that's why he took the XFL job. The thought with Gary Patterson is the TCU people are hoping is that he'll be there for another 10 years. And he probably could be. Like, if you look at Nick Saban, Nick doesn't need the money, but he's doing it because he still likes doing it. And he probably doesn't know what else to do. There's probably some element. I mean, there's some element of fear of, if I retire, what am I going to do? And I understand that. But Gary is at 59. He's very much fantasizing about, you know, life without all that responsibility of being a coach at a place like this where so much is dependent on him, and he's very aware of that. But I think what I could see happening is that he does step away in 5 or 6 years, and then he's bored to death. But I think the one thing about him is that he has made it very clear that even though he was a graduate assistant under Bill Snyder, he does not want to be Bill Snyder. He does not want to coach until he's in his 70s. I think there are more coaches like a guy like Gary Pinkel who left Missouri mostly because of health problems, but there was also the desire to step away and to live maybe a little bit more sane life. But it's a transition, and I think certain people at TCU are like, oh, please don't go, because he made that. I mean, there is a genuine fear that when he goes, nobody's going to replace that. He probably won't. But with Gary, I think he's very much eyeing the day that he can step away and you know, breathe a little bit. It's not today, it's not next year, but that day is coming.
Got about a minute left here, so I'm going to ask you the same question about Mike Gundy, who spoke yesterday. He's always felt like a bit of a restless soul in Stillwater. How much longer is he there?
As long as he wants. I think that's a, you know, you look at certain coaches and you say, I don't know if he would play well elsewhere. You know, like Gary Patterson embodies that. I don't know if Gary would work. I'm sure he would, but he would his work as well as where he fits at TCU. Mike Gundy's that kind of guy for me. He's a guy who understands Oklahoma State, who understands Oklahoma better than anybody. I mean, he went there. Has a great relationship with their most prominent booster in T. Boone Pickens. He's done things at that school that have never really been done before consistently. You know, like they had glimpses with Barry Sanders and Hartley Dykes and those guys, and when Mike was a quarterback, but never to sustain it this long. And I think he understands that. I think coaches now understand if they can be in a place, be competitive, win 9, 10, maybe even 11 games every now and then, they can have a job forever. Coach football, be popular in their town, be famous, make a ton of money, and have a really good quality of life. I don't know if Mike Gundy gets a job elsewhere. I think he flirts. I think all these guys like to flirt, but I don't think he's going anywhere. Restless soul is probably the right way to put it. But I think ultimately what happens with a lot of these guys now is they recognize, you know, I got it pretty good here. It looks awfully green over there, but it's pretty green right now. And, yeah, if they give me $100,000 more, if I can give some money to my assistants or whatever else, that's pretty good too. So I think Mike Gundy is a lot like Gary. I think Mike will probably just finish it out at Oklahoma State inevitably.
Mac Engel is all over the Big 12 Media Day, so follow him on Twitter, at Mac Engel Prof, and you can check him out there. Read all this stuff on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, really good stuff on the Big 12. And Media Days is the start of college football season. It is here, which is a thrill, which is awesome, and there's never a shortage of talking points. Mac, it's always awesome to catch up, buddy. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work.
Okay, anytime. Thanks so much.
You got it. Mac Engel joining us this morning on the DA Show. Excellent, excellent stuff. I want to talk about some of that coming up here at the top of the hour. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. You know, he's right about that Oklahoma defense. They have had back-to-back number one overall picks at quarterback. Back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners. And they can't win a game in the college football playoff because Lincoln Riley can't coach defense. Because the Sooners in the Big 12 don't know how to coach defense, don't know how to build defense, don't know how to do anything on the defensive side of the football. And so how good is Jalen Hurts going to have to be for Oklahoma to win at the level that he's expected to?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.